All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes. In your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. Brian stepped way out of his comfort zone very recently and did something that I was even shocked that you went through with.
I wasn't shocked that I went through with it. I was shocked at how amazing it was. But yeah, I was way out of my comfort zone for sure.
So we're going to talk about that very shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Cassidy is your go-to place for lifestyle stuff, especially as we come up on summer months, right? Like you have all of the topless pool parties coming up. You have all of the amazing summer events. And there's one easy place to go to find all of that stuff, and that is Cassidy. And the best part is you can try it free for a month. Make sure it's the right fit for you. All you have to do is go to FrontPorchSwingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of our homepage. When you do that, again, you're going to get all access for an entire month. Check out Cassidy for yourself. Start having lifestyle fun like we do on Cassidy. So lots going on in our lives right now.
Yeah.
I had quite the date last night. A completely vanilla date. This time I did not fuck Yusuf after the date.
I was wondering about that. I was going to ask you, but you didn't say anything. So I thought, yeah, she just did a vanilla thing. So.
Yeah. It was interesting because I was the one that initiated, for example, some handholding, some kissing, all sorts of stuff this time.
Wow. That's and way outside.
He even said
something.
Oh, for sure. He said something about it. He was like, wow, you're actually going to take my hand? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
He hasn't figured out that you're like a cat yet.
I think he has after the last episode.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
But yeah, it was a great date. We went to Lake Las Vegas. We listened to some live music and we had dinner and we had drinks. And it was kind of romantic. I liked it.
So we talked a little bit about it on the bonus episode. So in contrast to the last time we talked about this, because you went out on a... let's call it a semi-vanilla date, which turned into you getting fucked on the couch. So your idea of vanilla date is very different from most people's. But so in contrast to that last conversation, it seems like this is moving in a little bit more of an expeditious direction.
I mean, I like him. I think that's what you're referring to. Before it was like, yeah, I might kind of dig this guy. And now I'm like, no, I like him. I genuinely like him. So I don't know what that means. I'm still not putting any efficacy on it. But yeah, I mean, it was so much fun. We had a great date and I'm eager to see him again. And for me, that's a big deal because I feel like a lot of times I leave, whether it's a play session or a date or whatever, and I'm like, that was fun, but I'm not eager to be in their presence again. And I think part of it is because I like you so much that it's like, I'm not eager to see them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I'm eager to see him. So that's a good sign for me.
But also you have seen him more frequently as of late.
Yes, a lot more.
So that's also a very big deal
I'm getting ready to go to Florida. I'm going on vacation with my family without you, which is going to be so fucking weird. We're going to be apart for an entire like 5 or 6 days.
Well, and actually what's really interesting, this is going to be the first time, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is going to be the first time since you and I first started dating when we were still working corporate jobs, where if one of us traveled out of town, it was only one of us going somewhere and one of us was home or staying. In this particular case, I have to go to LA because I have to do the event without you at Club Joy because you're still going to be in Florida. So we're actually both going to be traveling two separate places at the same time, which I don't think we've ever done. For work, maybe once. I was in Atlanta. You were in Milwaukee. Maybe it overlapped a few days.
I think you're right. Yeah, but it's been a long fucking time.
Yeah, we're talking about like the first year we met.
Yeah. Well, my point is I'm getting ready to go on vacation and I told him that and he was like, well, I want to see you again before I leave. And in my head, I'm like, oh, that's only like 10 days from now. I'm leaving in 10 days. Do you realize that?
No.
That's fucking crazy.
No, I really had. So that means I'm leaving in like 12. No, I didn't really realize that at all until you just said it.
Yeah. But he was like, I want to see you again before I leave. And I was like, yes, I want to make that happen. And that's how I know I like someone. Right. Because it's like, I'm not usually super excited to hang out with people. And that's not a diss on anyone else that I sleep with or hang out with or any of those types of things. It's just I have such a busy life and a life that revolves around you, honestly, that I don't think of those things in the same way that other people might.
Yeah, but isn't it partially because this, I mean, let's call it a relationship, this situation, this relationship was really born out of a completely different set of parameters?
Well, I think that's the only way relationships work for me, because that's how ours started too.
And, yeah. Well, and also because this guy is a poly guy.
If somebody comes to me and they're like, I want to date you right out of the fucking gate. Like, that's why I don't do vanilla dating sites. I don't do Tinder or Bumble or any of that shit, because a lot of those people are on there specifically to start dating someone.
Right.
I'm not that fucking person. The second that I think I'm dating somebody, I get scared off. Right. And I'm like, I don't want to. This is just too much fucking work. There's too much going into this.
Yeah. And again, you and I just kind of. We referenced this on the bonus episode. We resisted our relationship entirely. We fought over us not wanting to see each other. Like, you know, like it was a real thing. Like, we were not trying to date each other.
Yeah, we're like, we're not fucking dating. And then, but then every time I'd come and fuck you, you're like, you should stay and cuddle.
And then you had clothes at the house. It's like, this is ridiculous.
I show up with like bags at your house, but we're not dating.
Yeah, no, this is not a date.
Your entire armoire is full of my clothes, but we're not dating.
Yeah, you had a bedroom with all your shit in it, but this is not, we're not doing that. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, we resisted the shit out of it.
That's how it works for me, though. I'm not the type that wants to feel like I'm being pulled in for date. You know what I mean?
Like, well, yeah, I see. For me, it's like I need a. We just talked about this, right? Because it just occurred to me. We were talking about the idea of. Because I just had this amazing experience that I'm going to talk about here today with this couple, what that looks like if, for example, a woman that I have been playing with who is partnered, her partner all of a sudden said, hey, I would like to watch, kind of thing, right? It didn't start out that way. And if it doesn't start out that way for me, you're throwing a fucking glitch in the matrix, right? Like, I need it has to be, I need things in neat orders. Like, everything has its box.
Yeah, but that's not how dating works.
I understand that. But
especially when you're not monogamous.
Right. But my point is, starting out with you having, like, seeing Yusuf under the guise of just fucking some dude, that's a different conversation than you seeing him and this is a poly-minded guy. For me, that makes sense. It makes sense for me why we are where we are right now. If this was a situation where you had just met some single dude and you were just fucking this guy, and then you said, hey, I think I might want to date this guy, that would be weird to me. Because that wouldn't make, it wouldn't make sense to me.
I think both could make sense, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so I compartmentalize
things.
With
somebody who is poly-minded or a polyamorous person, it's way easier to transition from sex to something more than sex.
But like we're talking about where we resisted, you know, for me, it's like, if I'm starting something out in this lane, I am not moving over to that lane. That fucks up my whole program. So if we're starting out...
Says the control freak of the century who likes everything perfect all the time.
So... You know, so as the more I'm thinking about it, to what we talked about on the bonus episode, the answer is no. If a play partner of mine that is partnered, if their partner all of a sudden said, "Hey, I would like to or need to be present," I would politely back out. I'd be done, because in my mind it's like, okay, something's gone wrong, something's not right, and if something's not right, your presence isn't going to fix it. I'm out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess for me that's how it has to be. So. Yeah, kind of putting these things in their boxes, man. So it's weird. I guess it's just strange for me.
Okay, that makes sense. That's all right.
I don't know. I guess I'm weird.
Yeah, you're weird. Everyone knows you're weird.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Okay, so I, like I mentioned, am getting ready to go to Florida. I am getting there a day before my family.
Yes.
And I think I am going to play the day that I get there.
Yeah, are you doing a shoot or are you just meeting some guy?
I haven't decided yet. I have a couple of options available to me. So, I mean, obviously a shoot would be great because it would, you know, it's money. Right. But I have a gentleman that I've been talking to in that area since Hot Wife Palooza.
That, the first one, yeah.
Yeah, that may be interested in getting together. So is that weird for you? Like, what's the concern of me doing that, I guess?
Do I know that guy?
Yeah, you met him.
Okay, there's a guy who was sitting next to us at the bar? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, again, listen, first of all, I have all kinds of concerns. They're endless, obviously. Now, the person with whom you were potentially going to shoot had references, and we know someone that knows him, so there's some validity
and
there.
And I still may shoot with him, yeah. He's a friend of a friend, so
right. There's a comfort level there. I know where you are going to be, obviously, but there's always a concern because you are, you know, 2,000 miles away, and I am limited to the things I'm going to be able to do should you need me to attend, you know? It's going to be a little bit of a time lapse.
Does the safety concern ruin the eroticism for you? Like, would you just be such a neurotic mess?
In the moment, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then maybe I won't do it. I mean, what's the point then?
Well, in the moment, I'm not going to be thinking about you getting railed by some stranger with a giant cock. What I'm going to be thinking about is... She said she was going to call me at this time or text me at this time. That fucking phone better ring or I got to start looking at booking flights. That's where my head goes.
Yeah.
So, and then if it's when it's over and everything's good, no problem. But in that moment or in that that amount of time, the eroticism is irrelevant. I'm more concerned about your
so being afterwards. You could compartmentalize
skin used as a lamp. That's the thing I'm worried
skin
about.
Skin used as a lamp. Yeah. Is that what you said?
So that's more importantly.
You are so dramatic. Yeah. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, listen, you're going to Florida. The fucking place is crazy.
Florida's wild, man.
Florida's the fucking, it's the Australia of the United States.
Really? Oh my God, it so is. The bugs are so fucking big. Everything there can kill you.
The humidity could kill you in Florida. Yeah. So yeah, those are the things that have concerned me, obviously. That's where my mind goes. I'm always concerned about that. You know, I'll be worried about you all week, but you'll be with your family. And then, so there's
that's that, different. You know. Yeah. That's different than meeting someone that you don't really know for the purposes of fucking.
Yeah. Of
so,
course.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we had this conversation because if it's worrisome to you, I'd rather not do it.
Well, but it's always worrisome. You went out with Yusuf last night. I was worried about that.
Why?
Well, because you're not directly with me and you're, you know, and it doesn't have to be anything having to do with him or anybody else. You're clumsy as shit. You could trip over a fucking crack in the sidewalk and break your ankle.
But I could do that with you.
Yeah, but at least then I'm there and I can, you know, I can help. But if I'm not there, it's a different thing. And, you know, I don't ever know how people are going to, you know, react in certain situations. That's always a concern for me.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Oh, you actually like me.
A little.
Most days.
I mean, you have your moments. You know, some days I want to strangle you.
You are my favorite person in the world. That's how I know I love you more, too. Just saying.
But I like you as much as I love you, which is more important. Because you could love a lot of people and not fucking like them and can't stand to be around them. I've known those people.
I think I love you as much as I like you, too.
Yeah, you got to be able to do that. People, they really do discount liking someone.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people love their partner, but they don't like their partner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I love you.
In fact,
but
I think that's most people, especially in the monogamous world.
Oh, for sure. You know, yeah. I love you, but if you stepped off the curb and got hit by a bus, not going to lose a lot of sleep tonight. That's
or
a very
I love
thing.
You, but I don't want to spend time with you.
That couple that we just saw, where the fuck were we? Oh, we were at the bar. We were in the Arts District a couple days ago. This young, seemingly couple sitting down at a table behind us, we're sitting at the bar. Both of them, literally, because we're sitting up high, they're at a low top. You could see them playing video games on their phones. They're not
right
even talking
next
to each other.
They didn't talk to each other. They didn't touch each other. It was the fucking weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So bizarre. Yeah. Clearly, that's you don't like each other. No. I don't know that you don't love one another. I don't. Maybe you got kids. This was the fucking hour of the day you got to get away. I don't know. But you don't like each other.
No fucking
that's
way.
That's very different.
You're
thing.
On a date not speaking to each other. You don't like each other.
At one point, she got up, I guess, to use the restroom. And I thought, if she doesn't come back, I don't think he's going to notice or care. Because she was gone for a hot second.
She was.
And then
yeah.
she came back, sat down, just started playing that fucking video game on her phone again.
Well, like, first, we just saw her doing it. And I was like, what a bitch. You're on a date and you're playing a fucking video game. And then we saw he was doing it too.
So crazy. So crazy. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for liking liking people.
Yeah, I genuinely enjoy being in your company as much as I love you.
Well, that's the part of the conversation you and I were having. And, you know, on the bonus episode that we had this morning even is, you know, you found it while you enjoyed your date. Obviously, you guys had a great time. It's difficult. I fall into this all the time. If you're not there or I'm not with you, it's like, oh, I wish Brenna were here. You know,
well, that's our codependency coming out, though.
Yeah.
It's
not entirely healthy.
I think we have worked really hard on it. Like when I look back on a year ago, how we were behaving with each other and our constant neuroses around, you know, not spending too much time with play partners or cutting it off at a certain time or whatever. No. I feel like we've made huge leaps and bounds. But the reality is I still would rather be in your presence than not in your presence at all times. And that's not healthy.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as it was, for sure. And I'll say this. I think this studio is a part of that.
Because you come here and work.
I can come here and work, and you can work at home.
Yep.
And we have that time apart.
Yep.
While it's work time, it's still time that we are not in each other's presence. And then when we're not in each other's presence doing other things, it's not as big a deal.
Well, and when you very first started coming to the studio to work, we would text each other
constantly,
the whole time. You'd call me every 30 minutes. Now it's like we can go 3 or 4 hours without talking to each other.
Yeah,
and again, I know that sounds so fucking weird, but when you get used to spending every day, all day with the same person, and then they're not there, it really does have a way of fucking your brain up.
Well, but now the situation we're talking about with you and Yusuf, it's not only that I'm not there, someone else is there.
Right.
That's really different.
Yeah.
Right? And even for me, still, when I see my regular play partners, I've been seeing Jade for over 2 years.
Yeah.
Natasha, right at 2 years. I am still in the back of my mind going, how long have I been gone? It was about 3 hours. You know, like I'm still, I got a 40-minute drive. Like I'm always factoring that in. Even I caught myself doing it the last time that I believe Jade and I were together, or Natasha and I were together. I don't remember. You were also on a date.
Mm-hmm.
It had completely slipped my mind that you weren't at home. And I was still trying to figure out how long I'd been gone and how much more time I had. And then it occurred to me, oh, shit, well, she's not even there.
Right.
You know, so it's like the first thing I think of. You know, so that's the situation I think that you and I are going to find the most difficult in this situation with you and Yusuf.
Well, it just in general, I mean, I think if either of us started legitimately dating someone, the idea of, for example, spending a night apart, we tried that once. It was tough. It's one thing if one of us is out of town.
Probably
it's
not as bad now.
You don't think so?
No, because we're more prepared now.
I guess.
We weren't as prepared before, and we know what to do and not to do in preparation, and you know, right before and right after.
Yeah, I think the aftermath was what really fucked with me.
Yeah.
Because you stayed with Susan and then came home and we went right to work.
Right to
and
work.
It was like, oh my God, I felt so fucking mopey and weird the entire day.
Right to work.
We can't do that.
No, there's that's that planning piece that, you know, you and I need to put into place when that happens. Well, like today, you went out with Yusuf last night. You guys had a great night out. I don't even know how long you were gone, honestly, because I had shit
hours
to do. Yeah, you left at like 4:30. I don't think you came home. I don't even know. 10? 11 o'clock? I don't fucking know.
10:30,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that, which is good, because I'd lost track of time, had shit to do, and you didn't think about it. You only texted me once, right, the entire time. And so, you know, with that going on, now there's a plan. Now, we are working today. Today is Sunday. We're recording. You went out last night, which was Saturday. Normally, we don't work on Sunday.
Right.
But we waited till today. So today, we'll spend the rest of the day together.
Being silly,
just
doing dumb shit.
You know, finding a patio someplace in adjacent to a bar is my plan. And then
that's a really good plan. I like your plan.
That's the plan. And then so we'll just hang out, do stupid shit, you know, whatever, you know, stumble fucking
into
fucking antique shops or whatever. So
you make it sound like drunken degenerates, man.
Really not. I'm gonna have like two drinks. That's gonna be the max. But you know, the truth is, it's like that's the thing we have to do because that's what we have to do. Everybody doesn't have to do it. It's kind of like, you know, that reconnection piece. Some people don't reconnect.
Right.
Some people don't have that compersion of, you know, kind of desire.
Yeah, they're like, happy that you had fun. And that's the end of it.
We've known, you know, people, we've talked to hot wives, are like, no, after I play, I come home, I do my thing, and then maybe a couple days later, we'll reconnect kind of thing. That's cool. Whatever it is, it is. For us, we have a different process.
Right.
We just have to find our process.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Ugh. All right. Well, I think some of these people that are sending us messages need to find a fucking process or a brain or something. Whatever's going to help them not be so disgusting would be fabulous. So. And I really think, I don't know what you have, but this one's pretty fucking awful.
I'll read your mind first. It's not by far the worst one that I've received. It is odd.
Okay.
It really does for me. This is what, again, this is one of these things that tells me how, and I don't know the age of this person. So the age of this person is not listed.
Okay.
I don't know how difficult it must be. I can't put myself in those shoes to be a guy who's not straight, struggling with the fact that you're not straight, can't figure it out. This is probably a partnered, married dude for some time, you know? And it's like, man, you are just, you need to scratch this itch. And you can't, and you really can't even articulate it. But even worse than that, this guy can't even admit to himself that he's not straight.
Okay, let's hear it.
So typically there isn't a title to these things. This one is Bi, I Guess.
Okay.
I mean, what more do you need to know?
All right, let's hear it.
I don't want to date dudes ever. Just want to get that out of the way. I don't find guys attractive per se, but you're hot. Okay, there's a lot going on right out of the gate, right? You're, okay, look, bi, I guess. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. You're not sure. I'm with you.
I feel like you're either straight or you're not straight. This just saying. Like, just saying.
You can't be a little pregnant. Doesn't work that way, right? You can't be a little loyal, and you can't be a little pregnant, and you can't be a little straight. So, you know, I don't want to date dudes ever. I don't find guys attractive per se, but you're hot. Just want to give you oral and be on my way. I'm open to edging you with dirty movies and making you release more than once.
Oh, see,
okay.
I don't even think that's that bad. I really find that sad.
Well, that's kind of why I wrote it, because part of this I will call it journey for me with, you know, with these messages is it really is an eye-opening situation where it's like, okay, some guys are just fucking whacked out. Like,
yeah,
some of the shit
even if
is
he may not be partnered.
You know,
he may be a single person that
I don't know,
that has some ideations of being with a man and feels bad about
this
it.
This guy could have a job that is super, like, it would be a whole fucking issue if it was found that he wasn't straight. And who the fuck knows? But there's a lot. That's the problem with the space where that male-on-male space, right? There are so many moving parts to this thing. And, you know, I get horrendous messages and I read them and I think, what the fuck, man? But then it's like, what's going on in your life? How bad must this be?
Well,
because I know this isn't rational thought. You're not a rationally functioning human throughout the course of the day writing this. This is a compulsion. This is a thing that you have to
I see it
express.
As a struggle. It's such a struggle.
You got something going on.
I mean,
right?
Obviously there are, you know, societal expectations, family expectations. You have no fucking idea what's going on in his life. But either way, no matter what's going on, it's sad to me. Because it's clear that you're not straight and you're struggling. And that fucking sucks.
Well, this guy's clearly not in a good place when it comes to where he's at sexually, because he's arguing with himself.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no interest in dating dudes. I am not attracted to dudes per se, but you're hot. What? Hold it. Wait.
I mean, he's not wrong. You are
hot. Just wait.
Maybe you make straight men think that they're not straight because you're so hot.
No, I've had the reverse effect on people.
Oh,
I'm
whatever.
Sure. But I mean, you know, I don't know.
That was a joke, by the way. I'm very well aware that's not how it works.
Yeah. No. Also, I genuinely feel bad for this guy.
Yeah,
now, I couldn't respond to this in any cogent way. I just simply blocked and deleted it. But this is the kind of thing that, you know, if you're in the space that I'm in, you're going to get this stuff, and you're going to have to figure out, like, what do I even do with that?
Yeah, it's kind of a mindfuck, right?
But also, if you're a guy who gets this message, right? You're some level of deviant. Are you going to take advantage of this? Are you going to call? You going to reach out to this guy and go, "Hey, man, sure, come on over."
Yeah, I'm sure there would be a lot of shitty people that would do something like that.
That to me is much worse than what's going on here. You know, for me, I was like, I'm going to back out of this. This I'm not even going to entertain this.
Okay, well, I definitely win this week because here's mine.
Okay, let's have it.
Let's make bad choices. I'll nut in your pink hole. No condoms. No testing.
See, now again, here's a guy.
Who, I don't have words.
Who in normative life would probably never behave that erratically or dangerously.
You think this guy would show up to an event that I'm at, walk up to me and go, "Let's make bad choices. I want a nut in your pink hole
with
no condom."
Not only is he never going to do that, he's never going to show up to an event. Because again, this is not a single guy. This is a partnered guy.
You think so?
Who has
That was my first thought, too.
Who has absolutely no designs on anyone ever accepting this offer.
Yep.
What he wants you to do, this is a degradation thing. He wants you to reach out and go, "You fucking piece of shit. What a scumbag." He wants that.
He wants
attention.
The negative attention. Yeah.
This is not. Yeah. It's exactly the same thing. Like,
I thought the exact same thing. This is a man who has been partnered for years, who has some sort of a fantasy.
Or not. Or he's some fucking incel living in his grandmother's basement who gets zero attention and is like, "Fuck it. I'm going all in. I'm hip deep. Fuck it. All in." And so, you know, he just wants some of that. He just wants you to react because he's not getting those reactions, right? It's kind of like that idea of, you know, the guy who just kind of disappears in the crowd. You know, he could walk, you know, no one ever sees him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That could be this guy.
He's not notable.
Yeah. And he's like, "Fuck it. I'm jumping out there." You know? Job
and
well
pink
done.
Hole. I mean, it's not as bad as soft wormhole, but it's still pretty bad.
Getting this stuff. Where do you get this stuff?
Can we agree that I won a week?
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Yeah, mine is just sad.
Yours is just really
Yours
sad.
Yours is
to
just
me.
Vulgar and disgusting.
Also, okay, let's say that I was like, "Okay, let's do it." You're telling me
he ain't gonna show up.
A random stranger are going to come to my home, fuck me without a condom,
not a chance.
Come inside of me without knowing my status or anything about my sexual health, I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second.
There isn't a chance that that guy's ever... Listen, you could get him... You could send him a message, hey, that sounds fucking hot. Here's my picture, here's my address, let's get after it. I'm pinging you right now. Never
no
showing up.
No way he's showing up.
Never showing up.
No.
He doesn't want you to see him because he's embarrassed and by his behavior.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to know that he sent that.
Exactly.
Not a chance. If he wanted you to know, he probably would have sent a fucking full-length picture like, hey, sister, let me fucking jizz in your pink hole or whatever the fuck. Here I am in my bathroom and my fucking boxers. Let's get after it. That's not what he did, right? There was no picture attached to this.
Nope.
No,
nope.
Not a chance.
Completely random profile.
Not a fucking chance. Yeah. Just like, bye, I guess. Not a fucking chance that that guy send me a picture. Not a chance. You're not legitimate. People don't understand. If there's no genuine image attached to your bio and you send a message also with no image attached, you can't be taken seriously.
Yeah,
I agree. Nothing about this can be taken seriously. So shame on you, you know.
Okay.
And get some help. By the way.
Yeah, that for sure. Let's get some therapy. Let's figure some things out.
Talk to somebody. Yeah.
Okay. So single guy tip of the week this week is one that I've been thinking a lot about and was reinforced by this. So I'm on a lot of the different lifestyle threads on like Facebook and Reddit and different places.
I've aborted all of those.
Yeah. I genuinely want to see what people are saying. And I look for trends in the lifestyle. I'm very fascinated by that. And one that has been kind of a recurring one lately, and one that I've experienced a lot, is people throwing out, or women specifically, hot wives, throwing out ads or, you know, different ways of trying to get single guys to contact them. And they have very specific things that they're looking for. Like, for example, this woman, I was just on this thread, and she put out an ad for a single guy. She wanted him to be between 30 and 45. She wanted him to be a certain height, a certain body type. Like, she went through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she even said on the post that was on this thread, I knew that putting all of these parameters up were going to limit my options
right.
of people that were legitimately going to be a good fit for me. But I'm okay with that. I'm willing to be patient. I really want to find the right thing for me. I'm not trying to just, you know, fuck as many dudes as possible. I want something specific and ongoing and whatever.
Yeah.
So she's like, it was frustrating because I thought I wasn't going to get hardly any responses, which I could have fucking told her she was wrong on that.
Of course she is.
She's like, instead, I got 200 responses and like two of them fit all of my criteria.
Well, yeah.
198 fucking didn't.
Yeah, but we know why.
Which
we know
is,
why.
Well,
we've had this conversation with friends.
Because guys don't give a fuck or what?
Well, but no, it's even bigger than that. We know women have done it, right? We know women have done it. Our friend, Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
He meets a woman. They're chatting
online.
Well,
that was straight up catfishing.
But. Right, but what did she say? Why she did it? He asked her, why do you do this? She goes, well, I do this 10 times. You know, 2 out of 10, I'm going to get laid.
She catfished our friend. They met in person. She looked nothing like her photos.
Nothing.
He called her out on it.
I was like, why do you put yourself through this? And she goes, well, because 2 out of 10 times, I'm gonna get laid.
Yeah.
That's what these guys are doing. What they're doing is, okay, they know, just like you just said, this woman's not going to get 40 fucking dudes to fit this criteria, well, so I'm gonna slip in the back door when she gets frustrated.
Here's what I get from guys a lot of times. Like, for example, if a guy reaches out to me and I haven't seen a photo of him, a full body photo, whatever, I'll send back something and say, thank you for the interest. Just so you know, this is what I'm looking for. And I give them criteria. Everyone knows right. I'm a fucking size queen. I say things like, if you're not above a certain number of inches,
right.
we're probably not a fit. And I'll have guys reach back out and go, well, I'm an inch and a half smaller than that, but I have a great personality. So if you got to know me, you wouldn't care that I'm smaller than your cutoff.
Yeah, but I don't want to know you. I want your cock.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
I have a preference. I have a standard.
It's a manipulation.
You're probably a great guy. I hope you're a great guy. You probably are a great guy. That has nothing to do with the fact that I am looking for something specific.
Yeah.
And if you don't fit it, then you don't fit it.
I've had this conversation with guys, single guys particularly. So I no longer am on any of this bullshit. I have gotten rid of all the social media. I don't fuck with any of it, as you know. But there was a Las Vegas swingers thing on Reddit. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
It's on Reddit. And so what people will do is they'll actually use it like a fucking Cassidy. They'll post their shit. We're coming in town. This is what we're looking for, kind of thing. And there was a couple of guys that reached out and they were like getting frustrated because all of these couples put no single men, no males, you know, that kind of thing. And the one guy was like, so, you know, I'll send a message out once in a while just in case they change their mind. No. Here, listen to me. You can't do that. If it says no single men, don't fucking respond.
Well, why would you want to play with a couple that doesn't like single men? That makes no sense.
My point was, okay, so here's what happens. In your world, in your best possible scenario, this couple gets frustrated after being in Vegas for a couple of weeks, realizes that lifestylers don't fall off of fucking trees, and posting on Reddit ain't going to get you laid. Cool. You reach out, and out of desperation and their last night in Vegas and wanting to get their freak on, they go, oh, fuck it, let's give it a shot. They don't really want to be with you. You were second or third or fourth or 100th choice.
Right.
You're just going for the purposes of what? Just to ejaculate? You can do that in a tissue at home and then order yourself a pizza and get a good night's sleep. To me, that sounds like a better
that
time.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah. Rather than driving to the middle of the fucking strip, having to fucking park, having to deal with traffic, having to put up with their weird bullshit because you know there's going to be some, you could just stay home, jerk off in a towel, call it a day, eat yourself into a pizza coma.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking amazing night as far as in fact, I may do that the next time you go out.
That sounds so I'm going to do that the next time you go out.
Fucking amazing night, by the way. You're all
my
welcome
wand
for
and
that.
A pizza? Oh, yeah, hell
I
yeah.
Mean, so my point is, why do that to yourself, right? And here's my problem with this, with that. You're devaluing yourself, and you're also devaluing the single/solo playing men in this space. Do not give them that ammunition. They said they don't want any single dudes, then don't respond.
Well, yeah, I mean, if a guy reaches out to me and I tell him what my size preference is, and he goes, well, I don't meet your criteria, but I still think we'd have a great time together. And I go, nah, fuck it, let's get together. Wouldn't in the back of your mind, you the entire time be thinking, this woman doesn't really want to fuck me?
No, she wanted a dude whose cock was an inch and a half larger
than
mine.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, of course. Listen, how many times have I said this to you? This is why I don't do the things that a lot of lifestylers do when it comes to events and parties and all that shit. I am not going to be your second choice.
Right.
I get it. You can do, listen, you are a lifestyle folks. You can fuck all the people. I don't care. I am not going to be secondary or tertiary to anybody.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. I would just as soon pass.
You want to be chosen.
Yeah, I want you to want to fuck me, not just to want to fuck somebody. You can do that anywhere.
Yep.
Anywhere.
Yeah. So single guy tip of the week is basically if somebody has standards, respect them and understand that you're going to find people that have different standards or different criteria that you actually fit. Basically, go where you're wanted. That's the tip.
Yeah. My single guy tip of the week, don't go to a party you're not invited to.
Yep.
If it says no single fucking males, leave it alone. Don't think you're going to change somebody's mind. If you're not the same height, the right fucking age, the same hair color, whatever, just don't put yourself
out. Just move
out
on. There are other people that don't care about those things, and you need to connect with them.
Yeah, those
that's
people
all there
exist.
Is to it.
They exist.
Yep. And also, don't make women feel bad for having standards in the lifestyle. I'm so fucking over that with people. I am so over people being like, you have a height. I don't, but, you know, you have a height requirement. Oh, you have a cock size requirement. Who the fuck cares? This is about sex.
Yeah, I can have we talked about this the other day. It was something completely different from this particular subject, but about boundaries versus preferences.
Yep.
These are very different things.
Yep.
I have a preference. It's not a boundary. I'm not telling you I'm not going to fuck a dude that's not 5'10", but my preference is this.
Right.
That's simply...
I have a preference for tall men, but I fuck shorter men all the time, and it's usually really fucking fun.
Yeah, but that's, again, preference versus boundary.
Yeah.
Very different thing.
All right, so I have to hear this story because I've heard almost none of it.
Oh, no, you heard it all right from the hallway, you dirty purr.
I did.
Because, again, Brenna's ear... pressed up against the door.
It was not pressed up against the door. That is not what happened. We'll get into all of it very shortly. But first, we want to say a thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by our friends at Shivers. Not only is this an amazing product, an amazing company, but they are amazing people.
Listen, it gives me chills just talking about it. Literally just got chills talking about it because I love that shit. I love it so much.
We talk about it with everyone. I'm not even joking.
Everybody,
we'll go out
random fucking strangers.
Go out for dinner. We're talking about it. We talked to a bartender about it
the
other
day. A bartender. Listen, I'm here to tell you that it is legit. If you want an experience, a sexual fucking experience that you have not had before or anything like it, you've got to try it.
So Shivers is a gummy. You take it, there's one for men, one for women. You take it 30 to 45 minutes before playtime. And I am not joking when I say it makes every single inch of your body uber sensitive.
Yeah.
Everything that touches your skin after you've used Shivers is just like a completely different sensation than you've experienced before.
It's awesome.
And then when you actually play and you're getting touched by someone else. I cannot even tell you how mind-blowing this is.
I had what felt like a three-minute orgasm, like I'd never had before. It's so fucking crazy.
Well, I have this little spot on my neck, like right under my ear, which I love being kissed and touched there, and you were kissing on it after we took shivers the last time. I thought I was going to come just from that.
Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing product, amazing company, and like you said, amazing people. We had a phenomenal time with them in Exotica in Chicago, and looking forward to the next one. Just a great group of folks and just phenomenal fucking products. And if you want to try something fun and cool and have it in your fucking swinger bag, this is it, man. There's no question about it.
They're also going to have something cool for our pod bashers because they're going to
do a little something with them, a little collaboration.
They're on site for Pod Bash, and I'm so excited to see what they have in store. So if you guys want to try Shivers for yourself and you want to do it at a discount, you can go to shivers.store right now and use code FPS for 10% off of your order. Again, that is shivers.store, not .com. We've had a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, .store.
Shivers.store. Use code FPS to get your discount on our favorite product that we use in the bedroom. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by Shameless Care. I love Shameless Care. They are dedicated to the lifestyle community 1000%. And they have a product that I think everyone should have available in their swinger bag, which is DoxyPep. Basically, you pop it after you have sex. Say, for example, a condom breaks, yep, or you haven't had the conversation about sexual health and you want to have the peace of mind of knowing that you may not contract an STI. Big freaking deal. DoxyPep is an antibiotic that you can take right after that to help prevent those STIs, for example, gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia. Big freaking deal, guys.
You do not want to be without this at your next lifestyle event.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Accidents happen. Things happen. But you want to have that peace of mind of knowing that you have all of the tools in your arsenal, yeah, to be as safe as possible. And DoxyPep is absolutely one of those tools. They also have a ton of other services, for example, ED medication. And you can get test kits sent to your house. You take all of the tests at home, including an oral swab, which is a huge freaking deal. You send it back off and they give you your results in just a few days. If you want to try any of Shameless Care's services at a discount, you can do so right now by going to shamelesscare.com. And using code FPS at checkout. You're going to get $30 off one service when you do that. Again, that is shamelesscare.com. Use code FPS for $30 off your first service. I don't know if you guys have heard this yet, but we are officially in the LA market. We have been hosting there for a few months now, having an absolute blast doing so, and we are so excited to be doing it again in May for Ladies Fantasy Night at Club Joy.
It is going to be amazing. I am going to be there without you this time.
You're
going to
be solo.
I will be solo. Never know what kind of trouble I might get into. Probably none. But it's going to be a good fucking time anyway, because the LA folks fucking party. They get down, man. LA's different.
LA's a different crowd. They just fuck all night long. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, and I love it. I'm
LA
here for
it. LA is legit. If you have not partied in LA and you're going to be in the area, you do not want to miss this Ladies Fantasy Night at Club Joy.
Yes, the next one is May 9th, which is a Thursday evening, and you can find all of the information on this event as well as any of our others by heading to members.frontporchswingers.com. So as mentioned at the top of the episode, this was a very big step for you. You kept saying that this was going to happen leading up to us going to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I kept going, okay, Brian, we'll see. Sure.
Zero faith in me whatsoever.
Well, you can't blame me. You're not exactly.
I actually do blame you, actually.
You're not good at stepping out of your comfort zone.
Well, listen, let's back up. First of all, this whole thing was born out of Podbash 2023, first of all.
Yes, okay? It was.
Obviously, we had the opportunity to meet these amazing folks prior to that, but they came to Podbash here in Vegas in
23. They came to 2022, too.
Yes. Yeah. But I really got a chance to interact with them at 23. So what had happened was they came into town for the party. We had a great time. They were staying for a few extra days after Podbash. And so I had the opportunity at their request. I was flattered that they wanted to spend some time with me.
Okay, let's back up even further.
Oh, here we go.
This entire thing was because of me.
Let me stop. We got to stop the show a second so that Brenna can pat herself on the back.
I'm going to break my arm patting myself on the back.
All right.
So what happened was they came up to me the last day of Podbash, and the wife said, We are going to be in town for a few extra days. We would like to spend some time with a single man. Do you know any attractive, right. tall, that was her one criteria, single men?
Right.
And I was like, well, Brian plays by himself. Maybe you guys should hang out with him. I didn't realize in saying that, that they only played together. I thought that they potentially right. played solo. So that's why I said that, because first of all, she's so fucking cute. And I was like, if I can get Brian to spend time with her, I'm going to be, you know, the best partner in the entire fucking world. So that's where this whole thing came from.
Okay. All right, fine. You get your credit. Whatever.
I'm going to anyway, take all of it.
I honestly don't remember how the whole thing came about in terms of who approached who or how this happened. I don't remember.
I think what happened was they reached out to me and asked if I would pass along their number to
right,
you.
Right, right, right. And I corresponded with him. It was his number.
Right.
So what we basically did was we decided to meet because after Podbash, they were going to another resort. And they were staying for a few extra days. And I said, well, shit, you know, we're in town. Happy to meet you guys. And so we met at one of our favorite places in the Arts District for drinks. Just drinks. That's all it was. We were going to meet there. And then I took them to the place next door to where we had met, which is our absolute favorite place. And we had some drinks there. And so it was really just a few hours of us talking, honestly, you know, the three of us.
We had met them again twice before, but very little conversation happened up to that point. So that was really your first opportunity to get to know them.
Well, and also, interestingly enough, I think in 22, they were new to Podbash. They stumbled on it,
yeah,
which was
so too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was a different kind of experience for me with them because I had time to spend with them, you know, privately and, you know, just the three of us. So we got along really well. She is as fucking sexy as... Well, you already know how sexy he is. He's awesome. What a great fucking guy. Just an amazing couple. They genuinely like one another. They are genuinely interested in each other enjoying themselves at whatever level that is. They just want to have a good time. They're just fun people. You know? So we left it. I did not play with her. And they understood that for me, that wasn't probably an option.
Yeah, you needed to get to know them better.
That evening. Yeah. Although they made it clear that if that were on the table, they were interested. While I was super fucking turned on by her and she is so unbelievably hot, it just isn't my thing, right?
Yeah.
I needed to get to know them a little bit. So since then, which was October of 23, we have been communicating digitally and just having some very nice conversation, a little bit of flirtatiousness, nothing crazy, nothing overt.
And some hot fucking pictures.
Hot
though.
Pictures. She'll send me some steamy fucking pictures.
But they're always kind of like teasing, which I like a lot. I think it's very classy.
Yeah,
She's a very sophisticated lady. She's not spread eagle with her pussy hanging out in every picture.
No, there was a sexy...
Not that there's anything wrong with that, I'm just saying.
Sexy boat pictures, like all kinds of cool shit she'll send me. So they were planning... Obviously, we were going to Exotic in Chicago. They live relatively close, and they came out and made the trip and stayed at the same hotel we were in, and as it turns out, just down the hall.
Well, so you guys talked leading up to Chicago in the weeks leading up about the potential of you and she playing.
Yes.
But again, the entire point was they play together.
They
so
do.
He was going to either be participating in the activities or watching.
Right.
And you don't do that.
Well, here's the thing and I think we kind of made some of this clear on the bonus episode to some degree. People get the wrong impression of how this is for me. Like my reluctance to play with couples does not stem from my disinterest in playing with multiple people or having other people in the room. I've been doing that. That's, you know, I mean, I got that black belt a long time ago. That's, I mean, high school, literally. Like we're going way back.
So, you've lived a life, man.
Yeah, this is not a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
My thing is I am, because of the experiences that I have had with a lot of couples, I am not going to be choreographed or manipulated, or I'm not a trained monkey. I'm not going to do all the things and jump through all the hoops, and I'm not going to do that. If we're going to enjoy ourselves, we're going to do it. It's going to be organic, but I am not going to have a script. I'm not going to dress a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not happening.
Right.
And
have the husband in the background going, fuck her harder.
Yeah, a little bit to the left. No.
Yeah.
And all too often, even when it doesn't start out that way, it will inevitably go that way because people feel like they can take liberties because, hey, it's my wife or it's my girlfriend or it's whatever, so I get to make this dictation. Okay, you do, but I also get to say, fuck you, I'm out, right?
Yeah,
I'm not,
right.
Yeah, I get to deny it just like you get to request it.
Right.
So for me, that's really what it came down to. It's very unusual for me to like a couple enough to want to do that.
Right.
I genuinely like these people. And so when the concept came up and the conversation came up of, hey, we play together, okay, I dig you. We're good. No problem. I mean, this guy's an easygoing dude.
But again, the entire time you're telling me leading up to Chicago that you plan to play with her, that is, you know, potentially on the table. And I'm going, okay, we'll see, Brian. We'll see.
The only thing that would have stopped this from happening, other than them saying, hey, we really don't want to do this, would have been our schedules. And they understood that going in. They knew that this was a goat fuck of a weekend.
So they show up at Exotica. First of all, this woman, I knew she was beautiful. I kind of forgot how beautiful. She is fucking stunning.
Yeah, well, she is tall and lean and just fucking hot. She dresses, like, I mean, everything she wears looks like she just came off of a cover of a magazine. She's just so fucking well put together.
Sophistication 1,000%. Yeah, is just, I can't even describe it. She's just got this air about her.
Well, it's an energy, and it's an energy between them, which is what makes me comfortable with them, because his energy is very relaxed and he's super laid
chill,
back.
Yes.
And, you know, he is genuinely there. He's in that room. I can tell you this from experience because I did it. He's in that room predominantly for her pleasure.
Right.
He's enjoying himself. Don't get me wrong. He knows that she's enjoying herself, and that's the most important thing. And I knew that halfway through this session.
Right.
When I had completely forgotten he was in the room because he was no longer involved with us.
Well, we'll get to that.
Just
kind of
disappeared.
So they show up to the first day of Exotica. We obviously are, it's Friday. It's fucking
manic.
Insane. We barely got to speak to them. We had a drink with them at the expo right at the very, very end of the night.
Hurriedly, yes.
And then we left because we didn't realize the convention was closing already.
Yeah.
And we all left and we went and had another drink at the hotel. Is
we
that
did.
Right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then we...
We were exhausted. We went to bed after that.
We just kind of let it lie. Was it Saturday morning
that you played? Yes, we played Saturday.
Okay, because I thought you guys were going to play together Friday night. But you were exhausted.
No, well, also, though, they like daytime stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect match.
So you tell me that night, you're like, hey, I just spoke with the... Oh, we went and had a drink in their room that night. That's what we did.
We did.
We went from the expo to their room. We had a drink in their room.
Yeah.
And then we left and went to bed. And as we're getting into bed, you're like, she and I might play tomorrow morning. And I was like, okay, we'll see.
Well, they're all about the morning or daytime stuff, and which is great for me, right? So I could go to get up, have a cup of coffee, go work out. And then we were meeting at like...
10
in the morning, which is fucking awesome.
So what happened was you got up, you started working out, you text me, you're like, I'm down at breakfast, come down. I go down and I'm like, are you playing this morning? And you're like, I don't know, we'll see. Like, they haven't texted me yet. We'll see what happens. And then all of a sudden you get a message.
And you're not thinking this is going to happen.
I didn't think it was happening in a million fucking years. I really didn't. So so then you get another text message that says, can you come to our room at 10? And you show it to me and I'm like, okay, I guess this is happening. And you're like, fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's happening.
So you leave and go hang out with them, and I go and meet a friend, and I'll talk about that in a second. But
So I I went, got showered, dressed, and all that kind of stuff. They were literally four doors down from us.
Yep.
So I went over, knocked on the door, and of course she answers the door. She is in this fucking lingerie and the heels. I mean, you know,
what was she wearing?
Pink two-piece lingerie and pink heels, and just. Smelled fucking like it was vanilla, which is like my thing.
Yeah.
Everything about her is just so fucking hot. I mean, just so hot.
Yeah, it is.
So she...
She's hot too, by the way. They're a
great-looking couple. Yeah. Very casually, she opens the door. I come in. She says hello to me. We kiss hello very quickly. I say hello to him. She sits. I sit. We're sitting down just talking. This very comfortable, casual conversation. Well, she is wearing very little. It's super distracting. You know,
talking about the weather while she's in fucking pink
trying to
lingerie.
Be a total fucking perv. And so after we have a little bit of banter, here's another, you know, it's a bonus single guy tip of the week for you, okay? Take it for what it's worth. We get into the conversation of what's on the table, right? What are the limitations? And while we've had some of these conversations digitally, it was never like an in-depth, like, hey, just these are kind of hard no's, you know? And it was really very simple. And I thought, well, that was born out of something. Right? Like, you didn't just come up with that. So this clearly has happened before. So single guys, under no circumstance should you, without warning or consent, let's say, for example, come in a woman's hair or on her face. Let's not do that. Okay? Let's not do that. Let's take a step back. Let's show some self-control. Let's not do that.
And so, also, face is very different than hair.
Very different.
Because you have to completely redo your hair if you get cum in it.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So we had that conversation. Of course, I laughed. I was like, so that clearly is happening. He goes, oh, yeah. That's happening. Like, well, I can assure you, I'll keep the condom on until I leave. That's, we're not going to do that. That never even crossed my mind, which was great. We had a good laugh over it. It was awesome. So from there, well, I am in a chair. in the front portion, so the we were in a, they were all suites in this hotel.
Yeah.
And the front portion is kind of a living, dining, wet bar area. So I'm in a chair, and he is in a chair to my left, and she's on the sofa to my right. And so eventually she comes over to me, and she gets on her knees. She's in my lap, basically. And we're just making out, and I'm just touching on her. And man, she smells amazing. Her skin is so fucking soft. She's just, everything about this woman oozes like hot. It's just, she's just hot.
Yeah.
So
we're, so at this point, she's making out with you and he's sitting right there.
He had gotten up for
that?
The moment and excused himself. He went to the restroom and I think he got undressed. And so while she and I are in this position, she is slowly undressing me. I have removed her top. She's still on the on her knees. And again, we're just making out. I'm touching on her and rubbing and kissing and all that good stuff. She gets my shirt off and then asked to take my pants off, which of course I super obliged. got my shoes off and my pants. And I'm now naked in the chair. So she has bottoms on and her heels, so fucking hot, and no top. And then her husband came out, and of course he at this point doesn't have anything on. So while she and I are playing a little bit, she's now sucking my cock. And I, once again, this is a hot lady, okay? And everything she does is very, it has intent.
Yeah.
Everything is intentional, right? So while she's rubbing my balls and sucking my cock, she's staring at me and just, and when someone sucks your cock and is moaning at the same time, that's, they have a certain, there's a special place for them.
Yeah.
Right? That's a very different,
there's a special place in the world for
yeah,
those
that's
ladies.
A very
and
different
I'm one
thing.
Of them.
So. Yeah. Anytime that's a thing, like, yeah, it's so fucking insanely
she
hot.
She genuinely wants to be
she
between
is,
your legs. Yeah.
She, that's my thing. This was not a secondary choice as to do we have Brian over or do we go to lunch? Like, this is where she wanted to be.
Yeah.
Right? So she is sucking my cock for what seems like forever because it was so fucking amazing. I didn't want it to stop. He gets behind her at one point, and while I'm being totally honest, I was not paying a lot of attention to what he was doing. I was far more focused on what was going on in front of me.
I'm sure they both appreciated it being
yes,
that way. Yeah.
I did it at some point prior to this, take her panties off. So she still has her heels on, and now she has nothing on. So she's in my lap as I'm sitting in the chair. Her husband is behind her. I'm not entirely sure what he's doing. It wasn't my business. I was busy. So I don't know if there was penetration. I don't know. I don't care.
Right.
I just know it was hot and it didn't matter.
Right.
So we are all in this position for quite some time. And I was not going to initiate movement until someone else did, right? Because
right.
It's rude. You know, there's two of you and he's enjoying himself from where he is. And I don't want to make him adjust or get out of place, you know. So I waited very patiently for when he got up. And then I suggested that we move into the bedroom because I wanted just to get all over her because in the position I was in while her sucking my cock was not unpleasant at all. I was really in this tight little chair. I couldn't do much, you know, so I was kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
Off to the bedroom.
You wanted some mobility to get on that lady.
Man, let me tell you. And we were in that room for a very good period of time. I'm going to say probably the better part of 30 minutes.
Wow.
In that room. Kind of juxtapositioning, like, you know, a little bit of everything going on, but no penetration. We weren't in that space.
Sure.
So we go off to the bedroom, go through the wet bar area and into the bedroom. She gets on the bed. At some point, very quickly, her husband made his way around to the other side of the bed where her head was. This was so fucking hot. And you talk about, I mean, the assist, right? So she's a tall lady.
Yes.
And she is sexy as shit, still got the heels on. So I immediately go down on her. And just an amazing, everything about this woman is top drawer. Everything. She smells and tastes fucking amazing. Skin like silk. I have her legs above her head. He politely holds her legs for me at the ankle, which I thought,
what a guy.
What a fucking gentleman, you
yeah.
know? Like a gentleman. I don't skip a beat. I'm all up in it. It's going down. I'm pretty sure at some point he stuck his cock in her mouth. I don't remember. Again, not my business. I have my own thing going on. I am feeling and touching all over her. And this is the experience of this. I kept myself in this situation for a hot second because I thought this is unique, right? Because here I have this smoking hot woman, but also the husband who is in his own fucking space. He is not interested in what I'm doing at all, other than, you know, watching, obviously, and potentially aiding.
Oh,
in
he's
this.
Very interested in what you're doing, but he's not getting in your way.
Not to the point where it's like he's like intrusive.
Right.
Like he's
exactly.
Not up in my shit. He's just
you're respecting
enjoying
each
it.
Other's spaces.
Yeah. There was a respectful amount of space between us.
Yeah.
He was just enjoying himself and doing what he wanted to do and what they wanted to do, almost as if I wasn't there. I was like I was there, but I was assisting them in what they were doing.
Yeah, it sounds very organic.
Super organic,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what this was.
Yep.
This goes on for a while. Flip her over. I'm going down on her from behind. And then eventually, I get on my back. We are on our sides, actually, she and I, making out and touching. And then she gets on top of me. This is where things go next level, okay? Because again, he is now behind her. So I'm on the bed, my head is toward the headboard. She is on me, straddling me, facing me, her back to her husband. And I see him for a period of time. Don't, again, have any fucking idea what's going on behind me. But she is grinding on me. And much like I told you with my long-term play partner, Jade, she can grind on me and have an orgasm. So can this lady.
Oh,
and
lucky.
This is a gal who, when she orgasms, you want her to. Because everything about what's happening in that moment is fucking hot.
I bet.
My hand, my right hand, I don't know that my right hand ever really left her throat.
Oh my God.
This entire time.
That is so fucking hot.
Only briefly, not a lot. To touch and feel and to grab her ass, which, by the way, is amazing. But to choking her with my right hand is pretty much where that was that was just where we were.
And
right?
She loved it?
Loved it. And which is why I didn't stop. So at one point, I'm holding her right wrist and her neck at the same time. So she's in place, just grinding on me. There's no penetration here at all. She stops. She then starts sucking my cock again. And that's when her husband again gets involved from behind her. Not 100% sure what I believe he was fucking her from behind. Not 100% on that. But I was busy watching what was going on. And again, with her sucking my cock and loving it seemingly. And I was all about it. Running my hands through her hair. Actually was pulling her hair a little bit at one point. Choking her a little bit. It was just the whole fucking scene.
So
right?
Sexy.
Well, she stops. He stops. She now gets on top of me again. She leans down and says, I need you inside me.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my
I'm in.
God.
You got my attention, right? So once, and what a lady, just so sweet. She reaches over, grabs the condom, unwraps it, and puts it on for me, okay? I am, by the way, rock fucking hard.
I'm sure you are.
Rock hard. Not even a question about how tight this fucking thing is on me. I'm ready to go. So she gets on top of me and right away starts kind of grinding and moving her hips. I have my hand on her lower back and just above her ass a little bit and her throat. In just a couple of seconds, she has another orgasm. And this is the theme. And I got lost in this, literally to the point, as I mentioned earlier, I had forgotten her husband was there. I didn't even know he was there because she was on top of me to the point that I couldn't see behind her because the room was pretty large and there was a stool up against like a bench up against the wall. He was sitting on that watching this. I thought he had left the room. I was lost in it. So when you talk about playing with a couple for me and not having that kind of, you know, being
neuroses.
Yeah, well, not even that, just being choreographed and, you know, the puppet on the string kind of thing. Like, there was none of that experience. I forgot the man was there.
Yeah, but you were also able to let go in that moment, which is a big fucking deal for you because you're so tightly wound all the time.
Yeah. I was comfortable from the minute I got in the room with them and she was literally in my lap sucking my cock in the front room. I was lost in it and I had completely divorced myself from what her partner was doing. And I knew at some point if he said something to me or asked me for something, I would obviously be able to respond. But the truth is, I was lost in her.
Yeah.
This woman is the height of fucking hot, man. I mean, everything about her is, she just oozes sexy. You see her walking around the convention, it's like, oh my God, that woman's fucking smoking hot.
Yeah, people thought she was a performer.
Everything about her is just so fucking yummy.
Yeah.
So I just got lost in this. So keep in mind, while she's riding me, the orgasms, the moaning, the growling, the sweating, the kissing, all of it is just hot. Never moved from that position.
And this is probably about the time, if I had to guess, that I walked by.
Well, yeah, because what you heard was me fucking her from the bottom with her on top of me, because I was all the way back. She was leaning on me at one point, and this is one of the few times moments I didn't have my hand around her throat. I had a hand on either side of her ass, and I was literally picking her up and pulling her up and down on top of me.
Oh, that's so fucking
hot.
So
you could hear it from the hallway.
So here's what happened. You're saying I pressed my ear up against
the
door.
You know you did.
I fucking did not.
You
I
know
did
you
not.
Did.
So what happened was a friend texted me and said, hey, come to the lobby. I have something to give you. So again, this was happening four doors down from our hotel room.
Right.
While you're fucking her, I'm getting ready because I had shoots in the morning. We had the convention at one. Like, we had a ton of shit going on. So I'm showering. I'm primping, doing all of that shit. I walk down to go to the lobby, and all I hear as I walk by that door is boom, 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 like smack, smack, smack. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in
there? I'll tell you what was going on. It was so fucking hot. I didn't care who heard it, who was around. It wouldn't have fucking mattered.
And again, keep this in mind. There is a front room first.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing what's happening in the bedroom from the hallway.
Oh, it was on. Trust me when I tell you it was on. And that was with her on top of me. We never left that position.
I thought for sure you were fucking her from behind.
No, no, no. Listen, it was 40 minutes of fucking in that position.
Oh, it's so
she
fucking
never
hot.
I didn't want to move her. I genuinely didn't. Also, once I realized that her husband was behind her, again, you talk about getting my own head. I'm like, well, I don't want to roll her over and then have my ass in his face. Like, that's just rude, right? I don't want to do that. Not thinking, of course, we probably would have just got up and went where he wanted
moved,
to go.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want to put my ass in his face. That's so fucking rude. So, and frankly, I didn't want to move. This woman is so fucking hot the way she is looking at
you
me.
You have such good manners.
I just didn't want to be a shitbag. But listen, while she's grinding on me and she's riding me, this the orgasms, the noises, the everything about her is just sexy. It truly is. And so I'm touching and biting and nibbling and licking all over everything I can get my hands on with her. And finally, I am just incapable of not coming anymore. I came so fucking hard. I grabbed her by the waist and just stuck her on top of me. Like, I couldn't allow her
just
to move.
Just holding her in
like,
place.
Just don't move. Just don't go anywhere. And it lasted a while. And she stayed there for a few minutes because she couldn't necessarily move either. She was like, just, you know, we
probably
were just
lightheaded,
so lightheaded,
yeah.
Just out of it. Eventually, she takes herself very slowly off of me and just lays on top of me. To give you an idea of just how fucking turned on I was by this woman, after all of that, after I came hard, she lays on top of me. She again sits up and is so polite to take the condom off of me. She couldn't get it off.
Because you're still so hard.
I was so swollen that I couldn't get it off. She couldn't get it off. I was like, holy shit. If that's testament to what just fucking happened, I don't know what is.
That's a good sign, yeah.
She lays down next to me, just collapses. We just lay there. Then, of course, I see her husband sitting on the bench. And I literally sat up. I went, man, I am sorry. I did not realize you were still there. I thought you had left.
What did he say?
He's like, oh, no, I wasn't going to miss any of this. So they did. And I have never seen it. I didn't ask to see it. Don't care. He could share it if he wants to. I never saw the video or the pictures. He took some.
Oh.
Asked my permission to do so. No problem. Don't care.
Which is also a big deal for you because you're typically very weird about that.
Again, I genuinely like these folks. Just like, you know, my play partner Natasha and her husband. I genuinely like them. So if he wants to see some video shit, I don't care. You know, and this was such a hot situation. Comfortable. And I mean, it was just, everything about this was awesome. This was really one of the better experiences I have had with anyone, and nonetheless with a couple. Probably the best experience I've ever had with a couple.
Well, when you walked back in the door, so I was back in our hotel room, again, still getting ready and primping and everything. You walk in the door, and you've been gone for almost 2 hours at this point.
Well,
I'm like getting ready to go to a shoot.
It never even occurred to me what time it was. I knew you had a shoot and we had to be at the show at 1. I was starting this whole date with them at 10. I didn't even know what fucking time it was.
You came back at like 11:50. So you were with them for almost 2 hours. You come in the door fucking disheveled.
Oh, yeah,
you still have sweat beads dripping down your face.
It was hot.
Your clothes are all rumpled together. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
so,
it was
mess. Which I was super turned on by. And again, we talk about this many times, but she's so pretty that alone turned me on.
Look, this lady, she is sexy personified. Everything about her is fucking hot. the way she speaks to me, the way she looks at me, everything about her is fucking hot. She's also incredibly intelligent, very, very sweet. I mean, they're just great people.
Yeah, we spent a good portion of the rest weekend. Of the convention with them. Anytime we weren't in our booths, no, we were with them.
I mentioned that to them through text. Had it not been for you guys, this would have been a rough fucking weekend, because really what you and I did was we got up in the morning, routine, I got up early, got my coffee, exercised, met you for breakfast downstairs. We got dressed and dragged our asses to the convention, and we were there till 10 or 11 o'clock at night, depending on the night. And you had shoots throughout the course of the day. I'm, you know,
working,
talking to
booths,
people, working both booths, and, you know, with the Shivers folks, with, you know, Patrick and Aaron, and doing our thing. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of downtime. The downtime we did have, we spent with them, and of course with Patrick and Aaron as well, but we spent with our friends. And had it not been for them, man, this would have been tough, having, you know, dinner with them and lunch and drinks. It really did.
It was a good balance. Yeah.
It made it really made a great experience, an amazing experience.
I'm so glad you had a good time. Again, I did not know if it was going to happen, and nothing to do with them. I knew you were ridiculously attracted to her. I just know that you a lot of times say that you're going to do things, and then last minute you're like, nah, I don't need to do that.
Well, like last night, I was going to go out. I was like, nah, I'm going to stay home. Yeah. I'm on the couch. I'm good.
Go out, man. Have the experiences. Look what happens. Sometimes you get a fucking amazing memory out of it.
That is a very unique situation, and I don't expect to replicate that, honestly, with anyone other than them, should I ever have the opportunity.
Yeah,
again.
Couples don't start reaching out thinking it's going to happen.
Don't start reaching out. Don't. Just don't. But with them, it's very different. And especially now, I understand completely what to look forward to with them. So I'll be that much more comfortable, and I am super eager to experience her again. My goodness, what
I'm
a
sure
fucking
you are.
Hot lady.
I don't blame you at all. If you guys want to hear a few more behind the scenes of this experience, we talked about it in a little bit more detail on our bonus episode this week.
Sure
so
did.
If you want to hear all of that, make sure that you tune into our bonus episodes by heading over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. If you want to see my naughty fun from Exotica and here in town, I've been pretty active with the content shooting lately.
Hey, and again, I'm not going to, I guess maybe I'll pat myself on the back. Not only did I step out of my comfort zone with this fucking amazing couple, you and I did a little something on camera the other day that I don't ordinarily do, by the way.
I was very proud of you.
Yes. Let's not, you know, put me in a little box just yet.
You put yourself in a box, man. I don't put you in a box.
Whatever.
Don't
put baby in the corner. I stepped out. We did a video because you had a custom video that someone asked of us, and I stepped out there and did that. And so, yeah, I'm, you know, I may fire it back up. You never know. You might see my OnlyFans come back.
Yeah, okay.
Out.
So anyway, mine is onlyfans.com/frontporchswingers.
You have no faith in me at all. Just out of spite, I'm going to do it now. All right, you're welcome. Just out of spite, I'm doing it again.
This is reverse psychology I'm using on you right now. No. You're never going to do it. I dare you. Anyway, you can also see our upcoming events by heading over to members.frontporchswingers.com. We, of course, have Pod Bash coming up.
Oh,
we have an LA event every month. We have
Denver.
A Vegas event every month. And this summer is going to be another Denver event. So make sure you find all of that fun at members.frontporchswingers.com. And I think that's what we have this time.
That's it. You got it all.
So stay tuned for lots more slutty stories. And as always, thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.